Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. GutterHelmetIndy.com.
Well, unfortunately for the Pacers, the Knicks have the most biased whistle in the league. Oh, no. That game last night has a lot of people upset today.
Did you watch the game last night?
It was on, and I heard a lot of yelling. And after, you know, I tried to have a conversation with the dude, and he pretty much was like, wait a minute. There's 12 seconds left. Like, stop talking, woman. I'm watching this.
My wife, and she didn't mean to do this, but she did the nicest thing possible for me last night. So, you know, I don't have cable. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, my neighbor has cable. Yeah. So I go over to his house quite a bit and watch. And so my wife came over and Libby came with me. And so I'm kind of babysitting and she's crawling around and, you know, you're watching the game a little bit. And then about halftime, she's like, I'm really tired. I'm going to bed. And I thought, okay, that's fine. And then she goes, I'm just going to take Libby with me. And I was like, a whole half of basketball without a wife or a kid next to me?
Jackpot!
And I feigned the, oh, no, are you?
Don't go.
Are you sure you gotta?
I'll miss you.
As I rapidly walked both of them across the lawn.
Let me make sure you get home safely, but quickly.
And so the second half of that game, Casey, it was 8-on-5. I mean, it was nice of the NBA to let Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Charles Oakley ref the second half of that game. There were three, Casey, just blatantly horrible calls, and the fact that all three of them went against the Pacers.
Yeah.
The kicked ball, the foul on the rebound, which, I mean, I don't know how anybody could have looked at that. Even Pat Riley looked at that and was like, oh, yeah, that was pretty much a foul on the Knicks. And then, of course, that moving screen at the end, which is a judgment call, and you never make that call at the end of the game. You never allow a game to be decided on a call like that. It was complete crap. The refs stole that game from the Pacers last night. And, man, it is rare that you see a universal consensus amongst the media on anything. Mm-hmm. And even the New York people are like, yeah, that was some bad officiating
last night. We kind of got away with that. Okay, so the refs called that kickball. The Pacers lost out on that fast break layup. Miles Turner had that questionable illegal screen. One of Bronson's fouls was reversed after the review, right?
This is what I'm saying, Casey. Almost
two points from Haliburton weren't allowed.
Every single call when it gets to the Pacers. You know, it's one thing to be like, okay, there was one call and it was close, and yeah, we didn't agree with that. But to have almost every single call down the stretch go against the Pacers and to have a 9-point lead in the Garden. In the Garden, and you got to win at least one there. That was a killer last night for the Pacers. It was a total killer because you had all that momentum. You were playing so well. And for the refs to steal the game from the Pacers. All right, so that's one side of it. But the other side of it is, Casey.
Yeah.
Now, I know you have lived all over the fruited plain and you have ventured many miles. And I know you've never before now really been a central Indiana person, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm curious, in the 90s, outside of Indianapolis, when it was Hicks versus Knicks, did the rest of the state have the same fervor for that? Like 93, 94, 95? Was there the same energy in, say, South Bend for Hicks versus Knicks as there was in Indianapolis?
Central Indiana? Yeah. No, because that was more Bulls.
Right. Okay. So my point on this
Michael
is
Michael Jordan.
Last night, and that game leading up to last night, I the whole day turned into a 10-year-old kid again. I distinctly can remember being with my parents in the car going to look at, this is how relevant that Reggie Miller game was where he scored, what are that, 8 points or 9 points, whatever it was in a few seconds. I remember exactly where I was. I remember being in the car with my parents listening to the game on the radio. We were going to look at cars, of all things. And I remember getting out of the car and going to some car dealership and getting back in the car and the game was over and the Pacers won. And it was like, What the hell just happened here? And those Knicks and Pacers rivalry in the games of the mid-90s were such a part of my childhood. And last night, that lead up to that game
brought it all back.
It was like, it was so awesome. And to have all of that and that passion and enthusiasm and momentum and have it stolen from you, stolen by the refs.
Well, I think here's the hot take. The refs are not liking all the attention that the WNBA is getting. And they're like, you know what? We need to revitalize this, you know, opposition.
That stinks, Casey. That stinks. stinks to have the refs go into business for themselves and steal that game. I mean, it's so deflating because as a fan, you're like, we went into the Garden. Mm-hmm. We had the game won. We played better. We should have won the game. And because of three guys in stripes,
Miles Turner said you can't leave the game to be decided by the refs. We had to take accountability as well. We know at the end of the day, we can't get in that position.
Yeah, they made some mistakes, but come on, Casey. You can't win when it's 8-on-5. You can't win when every single close call almost goes against your team. You can't. That foul and that rebound, I mean, Macho Man Randy Savage would have been like, dude, you were a little aggressive to that Knicks player on that rebound. And it's like, not a foul? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on!
Well, now they know going into the next game, they have to make that lead so commanding right out of the gate.
I think they're going to have a really tough time winning the next game, and then you're down 2-0, and gosh darn it, Casey, that was so frustrating.
Heartbreaking.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.